Nebraska Commission of the Blind and Visually Impaired order at 9:05 a.m. First of all, Cheryl, if you could read the agenda for us, please.
Okay, agenda. Agenda, 9 a.m., call to order, welcome and introductions, announcement concerning public comment periods, meeting agendas, Open Meeting Act, proof of publication, recordings, and other logistics. 9:10 a.m., approval of the November 4, 2023 public meeting minutes. 9:15 a.m., report from the commissioners. 9:20 a.m., focus topic, IL services for OIB clients dealing with losing vision, attitudes and skills for living a quality life. 9:50 a.m., public comment period. 10 o'clock, break. 10:15, report from the executive director. 10:45, newsline update. 10:55, client assistance program, CAP, complaints or issues. New business, 11:10 a.m., discussion regarding scheduling and orientation training for a new commissioner. 11:30 a.m., public comment. 11:45 a.m., final announcements. 11:50 a.m., adjourn.
Thank you, Cheryl. So first of all, we'll do a little roll call here. We'll go ahead and start with myself. My name is Brent Hyen. I'm the chairman of the Board of Commissioners. And then we'll go over and go.
Board member.
I'm Mark Bulger from Omaha, and I serve as the American Council of the Blind designee on this board.
Or you want to go back?
Yeah, we'll get the board member first.
I'm Cheryl Livingston. I am vice chairperson of the board, and I am the designee of the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska. Linda?
Linda Mentink, executive secretary from Columbus.
Okay, then we'll do the agency employees.
Carlos Cervantes, Executive Director of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Thank you.
Connie Daly, Orientation Counselor, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Crystal Dimas, North Platte District Supervisor.
Pam Rademacher, Lincoln District Supervisor.
Jim Jefferson, Omaha Office District Supervisor.
Grace Garza, VR Counselor.
Tammy Dunn, Deputy Director of Finance. Kat Carroll, outgoing Deputy Director of Finance.
Charlie Salzman, Orientation Counselor, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Erin Randy Berry, Deputy Director of Services of North Platte.
Kathy Stevens, Administrative Specialist, Lincoln.
General Public?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm Judy Irvin. I'm here to... How are you?
Oh. Now, can I get the spelling of the names? I didn't hear that. Okay, great.
Patty Shanlaw from Bellevue.
Cheryl Rogie from Beatrice.
Barbara Lowe, Lincoln, Nebraska, National Federation of the Blind.
Brad Lowe's, National Federation of Blind, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Jerry Whitlow from Kearney, Nebraska.
Lori Reed, Kearney, Nebraska.
Isaac Conk, Beatrice, Nebraska.
Maya Simmons, Kearney, Nebraska.
And that completes it.
Thank you, Erin.
Kathy Stevens?
Yes.
Okay, the next thing we have is announcement concerning public comment periods. Just as I'm sure you noticed when you were reading the agenda, we have particular periods where we have set aside for the public to comment, so you could hold your questions, comments, and concerns to those periods of time. It would be greatly appreciated. We'll just help keep things moving along in a timely manner. And then comments regarding Open Meeting Act, proof of publication, and other logistics. Kathy?
I'll just use this one if you want to turn that one on.
That works.
Okay, the notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, on the state government calendar, NCBVI website, NFB Newsline, and sent to Radio Talking Book. The notice was also sent to ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBVI listserv.
All right, thank you very much for that. Next thing we have on the agenda is approval of the November 4th, 2023 public meeting minutes. Commissioners, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve. Miguel.
Okay, Miguel moves to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
And Cheryl seconds. That will have a roll call vote. Mark?
Aye. Yes.
Miguel?
Aye.
Cheryl?
Aye.
Linda?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well, so that approves unanimously. Then next thing we have is report from the commissioners. I'll go ahead and start. Since our last meeting, I have attended the Lincoln chapter Christmas party that we had back in December. I also serve day-to-day as an example in my occupation as a hotel manager of what wine people can do, given the opportunity, training, skills, and technology. So I'll go ahead and just pass it back, Mark.
First of all, hello, everybody. It's great to see so many people. Thanks for coming public. Good to see you. Kind of my report is I've been spending quite a bit of time as a committee member of the American Council of Wine. We're working on our state convention that will be held on Saturday, April 20th. And it's going to be in Bellevue. And we got a really, really nice state convention. We're going to have vendors, a number of vendors that are have booths that are going to do some health screening to make sure that people that are blind are also healthy, and got some really interesting speakers lined up, so it's going to be a great day. So mark your calendar, Saturday, April 20th, Bellevue, Nebraska, a one-day conference. Also, I serve as the Omaha Association of Blind president. We're heading into the year 101. We've been meeting monthly. We had our Christmas party in December. In January, we got canceled because of the weather. But, if you're near the Omaha area, it's a group that's, we do a lot of social things, but we also talk about things that are important to the blind. I think that's enough for now, so here you go.
Okay, this is Miguel Rocha. I forgot to say, Scott's Bluff, was introducing myself. I completed my fall 2023 semester at UNO. I have started my semester for spring 2024. I'm looking to land a internship for the summer. I have created a professional profile website. It's called concretetechnology.com. I have attended the NFBN board meetings, and also the NFB and at-large chapter meetings.
I have been elected to serve as the the designee of the Nebraska National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska. The board of the organization held a meeting in November and elected me as the designee, so I will now serve as the designee of the NFB of Nebraska. I continue to serve on the NFBN Board of Directors as the treasurer. I've been working with our national office to learn QuickBooks, which is what our treasury management is going to be doing now, is we're going to be doing all of our work in QuickBooks, and so that's an entirely new thing for me. So I've been working with some staff at the national office over the phone and via Zoom to learn some things I need to know about QuickBooks. I still am the secretary of our Lincoln chapter. We will be having our elections coming up in February, so we'll see if I still am secretary or not, but I'm still doing that job. I've attended chapter meetings, of course, NFBN board meetings. We had a Christmas party. The Lincoln chapter had a Christmas party in December over at the Outback Steakhouse, which I also attended. It was well attended and a lot of fun. We are planning our state convention, which will be held the weekend of April 12th through 14th in Gearing, Nebraska, at the Gearing Civic Center and the Monument Inn and Suites there in Gearing. Some of us are going to be going out this week to check out the facilities and make arrangements for convention. We will be having a bus to go out there, starting probably on the eastern side of the state and then going all the way out to Gearing for the convention and back. So I encourage any of you that are interested in learning about the NFB of Nebraska to come to the convention. There is assistance available. We have what's called the Magnall Scholarship, which is spelled M-A-N-G-N-A-L-L. A very generous lady gave some money to the NFB of Nebraska, and we've established a scholarship for people to come to convention, especially if they're first-timers. So we encourage you to apply for that. There, I believe, has been an announcement going out about that. But if you need any kind of assistance and you'd like to come, please let us know. Or if you're an agency client, see if you're a counselor, if the agency would support you to go. So we encourage everyone to come. It's going to be a good convention. We'll have vendors and speakers and all kinds of exciting things going on. So it should be a real, real good convention. So I'll turn it over to Linda.
Hi, I am currently on the NFB of Nebraska Board of Directors, and I serve as secretary of the NFBN Senior Division, and so I've attended meetings for both of those organizations. I go out monthly and have lunch with our former NFB and Columbus area chapter members. We're not a chapter anymore, but we meet to just encourage each other, keep in touch. So we have lunch at the Senior Center once a month. And I am still a part-time music teacher at Bible Baptist Christian School, where hopefully I'm a good example of a blind person there. I try to be, and there are two other blind people that attend the church, so we are they're aware of blindness and how things go with us. And I'm from Wisconsin originally. I've only been in Nebraska like close to 20 years, and so I am involved as president of the Alumni Association for the Wisconsin School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and we had a Zoom, we call it a Zoom union, we made up a word, probably, but it works for us. We haven't had in-person reunions since 2018, so we've been having quarterly Zoom unions, and we've been having regular board meetings as well. And last night we had a Zoom union with over 30 participants, and so I am involved with the Blind of Wisconsin there as well. That's it.
Friends too.
Oh shoot, yeah. Thanks, Carlos. I was gonna talk about Friends. I just spaced it. We had a Friends meeting on Tuesday, and I shouldn't be the representative because I can't remember to talk about it.
It's okay. My report,
highlighted. Barbara and Carlos are both here to keep me honest. Anyway, we had a meeting on Tuesday, and we have a new Friends member, Nancy Fleurl, and she will be taking over as the representative on the Deafblind Interagency meetings, as she'll be our representative for the support
service providers.
I haven't gotten much sleep in 3 days. It's circadian rhythm thing, I think. So I'm a little fogged. Anyway, Nancy is going to take over that position from Jan Brandt. And we're thrilled to have her on board as a member of the Friends Board. We still are working on our website. And it's up and running, but it's not advertised yet. So thoughts about it for the Friends.
All right, thank you, everyone.
I guess we're not writing it out first.
So the next thing on our agenda is the focus topic. So IELTS services for OIB, clients dealing with losing the vision, attitudes, and skills for living a quality life. So, Aaron,
you can have this one.
Thank you. While we did submit a written report, I don't know where it's standard. While we did submit a written report for this focus topic as well, I wanted to allow the time today to be for hearing the stories of the consumers who have joined us. But if you have any questions, commissioners, from anything we had submitted in there, please feel free to ask that as well. But to get started today, I would like to introduce Jerry Whitlow, who is from Kearney, and very, very near and dear to my heart, because when I finished my center training experience and I went to go see my very first client, it was Jerry. And so, Jerry, do you want to come up here, and do you want to stand or sit? What would be your preference?
I don't care. I guess maybe sit.
Yeah. I'll grab your chair. Because we got a full house, which is just so lovely to see.
Which way do we go?
Take a left. And there's an aisle between the tables. Over to your right, a smidgen.
That worked a while.
And there is your chair now.
Smidgen's just work. Is there one?
Yes.
Oh, line the right. We'll get her. There you go.
So I have three questions prepared that I am going to ask each consumer joining us. But for Jerry, I have to start by partially answering the first question for her. So the first one is, what was your perspective about your blindness before you started working with our agency? And because Jerry won't do this part justice for herself, I cannot explain how unbelievably proud I am of Jerry. I'm going to cry, Jerry.
Oh, don't do that. You make me cry too. Yeah.
But when I went to see her for the first time at her house, she was about to have her second eye removed because of her condition that was progressive. And, you know, all her life, she knew it was a possibility, it was progressing, and she was able to function as a low vision user. But it made her mad that that's where she was going in her life. And, but she always had that desire that she was going to be independent and it wasn't going to stop her. So when I showed up to her house that first day, she was using a curtain rod as a cane around her house. Because it wasn't going to stop her that she couldn't see. And so she had the ingenuity to figure out, how do I make that work? And isn't that what this is all about for learning the alternatives of blindness? Creative problem solving. And then now to see where she's at doing all of these things, which I will let her share But Jerry, is there anything else? I'll hand you the microphone, but anything else that you want to share about what your perspective was before you started working with our agency?
I had seen my mother and my brother go through being almost totally blind, but they weren't. They had light perception. So it was a scary situation. I knew that it would come. It was just a matter of when. And I thought I was prepared for it, but it's like everything else. You think you're prepared, but maybe you're not quite as prepared as you thought. But I've managed to overcome it.
Okay, so the second question is, how has NCBI helped you, and what is your outlook on life now compared to before?
It's like night and day. I mean, it's so much better with the NCBI. I had a place to turn. I had such great support everywhere from everybody. I was scared to death when this all began, and I just emotionally, you know, learning to adapt and what it was going to be all about and was it going to be able to do it and what it was going to be like. And I just can't have enough good comments to say about the commission. Everybody's been very supportive, very helpful. So the confidence built every time Erin came to visit, and as I met new people once she moved to North Platte, it's just been a positive experience all the way around.
What is the most impactful thing NCBI has done for you? And feel free to talk about all of the things that you can do now in your life as a part of that.
Well, that'll kind of, okay.
Yeah. Tell your story.
It's, again, like I said, it's impacted me in every aspect of my life. I mean, I didn't know where to turn, even though I'd seen my mom and my brother, you know, struggle with all kinds of problems. I knew I could do it, but I wasn't sure and didn't have the confidence in the beginning how to go about it. But again, with the commission behind me, very supportive all the way, and I, again, can't say enough. I'm very happy. I would recommend anybody using the commission. You know, they just, the thing that impresses me the most is everybody is so loving, so caring. They really, it's not just a job. It's something that they love because they want to be doing what they're doing. And the fact that they were willing to go through the center themselves to do the sleep shade training, you know, so they have some idea of what it's like to be blind or partially, you know, with vision problems. So that in itself says a lot, just knowing that they have the empathy for us and then they're able to help us to build our self-confidence and then go from there.
So a little bit to add to. So when I would meet with Jerry, we would be able to do a task for maybe a couple of minutes because she would just get so fed up with not being able to do it and was so frustrated with herself. After maybe a year of that, we did some tough love through the counseling process. And I really convinced her to go to our FYI program we were having in the North Platte District. And a part of that involved being in a hotel room. And she had a roommate the first night, which was a compromise she would not give up on, so that she wasn't alone, because she thought she needed somebody to help her. But then that roommate ended up getting sick or having to leave, and that left Jerry as having to have her own room. And, you know, when you are scared and you have to learn to do things you didn't think you could, and then you come out of it that you did it, it's a growing point that you can look back on, which is like a perfect example of why we do structured discovery and how we train. And so then a few years later, maybe Jerry attended our FYI program as a blind role model of somebody who has been through it and was able to speak to that side. And of course, always still learning because that's what we always are doing. But now you're involved in the NFB senior division. You've been to the conventions. Tell me more.
I'm also a member of the at-large division. I want to help anywhere I can. I've helped with some of the summits that they've had. Robert Newman asked me to help explaining the iPad and the iPhone, even though I'm still learning on both of those myself, but, you know, we all have different steps as to where we're at, so I've been able to help there.
That's perfect. One of the things that, you know, Jerry just missed is fun, you know, the entertainment. She'd love to just play games on her phone or do those little things, and so that's exactly what we did. We found the joy in life again, and we started learning gestures through all of the games. I'm trying to think about that first. That was word game that we would play. But, you know, we would just do what normal people would do. So anything else you want to share about your story, Jerry?
I was just going to say again, every time Aaron came, we just built upon every visit. We would go over what I had learned and then add on to that, you know, adding something else, maybe a new app, maybe something in the kitchen, labeling, just, there's so many things. Everything that I did, it was due because Aaron and the other people involved that visited, as I learned more and knew that there was more things to learn, that we just kept adding more and more things to it. The cane travel, you know, initially just learning how to do the proper arc back and forth and then walking and then discovering how to find a curb, how to cross the street. You know, the pen friend was introduced, how to label clothing, how to label groceries in the cupboards in the kitchen, how to use the stove properly, you know, feeling over the burners for the heat, using your other senses in all the things that I learned to do, like in the cooking, you know, hearing to hear something boiling, smelling, well, it's starting to cook, or maybe, oops, it's cooking too much, it's burning, whatever, you know. I had a chihuahua, and he's had several good snacks because learning to flip like an egg or learning to flip a hamburger sometimes didn't quite make it in the pan. So, he enjoyed that a lot, but like I said, all those things. And, we learned, I was introduced to Jan Brandt, and that's where she showed me how to use the iPad and discover, so many things and many more things still to discover, how to download apps, how to, you know, search the web, how to learn how to do emails. Now I've got Kimberly, she's how to forward messages. I mean, I just, every day or every visit, I learned more and more. And when Aaron was still working with me, I had problems with just, I had a regular phone. I didn't have an iPhone, and it just wasn't working well. I couldn't find the numbers, or by the time I'd find them, the phone would shut off because I was too slow. So there's another learning experience, and I'm still learning on it, too. I mean, learning voiceover, learning, you know, like Aaron said, the proper finger movements and taps and double taps and triple taps and one finger, two fingers, three fingers, all that sort of stuff. I just, again, every which way I turn, every time, we just kept adding more and more stuff and still adding more and more stuff. At one point, I thought I didn't need to learn Braille. What good is that going to do me? I have arthritis in my hands. I was medically discharged from the service because of that, and my feeling is not the best, but I think I use that as an excuse more so than, and I decided, well, yeah, Braille can help me a lot, so I'm still struggling with that. I'm very slow as far as feeling it and interpreting it, but I know in my head, you know, what the Braille six dots and what each letter is and all of that, but now I want to concentrate more on really being able to become more of a proficient reader of Braille. And I've only taken the beginning course through the Hadley School for the Blind. But now, as well, I want to learn how to write Braille. I've been told and shown how to write it, but I need someone, and Kimberly's willing to do that with me, to give me something to write or have me write something and then later interpreted, did I write it right or did I write it wrong, or, you know, on my own, I don't know how to self-correct myself. but those kind of things. So I'm still learning, and I think I'll probably learn until the day I die. You know, if we're not too unwilling to listen and try things, that's the main thing. You know, give yourself a break. Understand you're going to make mistakes, but just be willing to try. And for me, it's very frustrating, and I give up easily. And then I realize this is ridiculous. You need to go back, sit down, make yourself work through this. And once I've done that, you know, I can realize, hey, this is better this time around. You do it again. Hey, this is even better. And you just keep building upon that until, hey, look, I'm doing it. You know, so, yeah, I'm very satisfied, very happy with every member that I've met through the commish. And I've also, through that, you know, I wanted to meet other people like myself. And that's how I came to be a part of the NFB and the monthly Zoom call that we have. And I've done that since 2016, I think, when I lost my last eye. And my vision loss was due to a genetic syndrome. So, I struggled with eye problems from the day I was born up until now, but I'm totally blind now because both eyes have been surgically removed, but I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm able to do. I'm self-sufficient. That was proven to me when my sister, unfortunately, ended up in a car accident, and she ended up in a nursing home for 2 months because she broke bones in both of her feet and her legs, so she had to recover from that, and that left me home alone, and it helped me to realize that, oh, I can do this, and I can do that, and because of that, again, Kimberly helped me. I downloaded the Walmart app, the delivery service. I learned how to use that, how to order groceries. So, again, every day progressing through my life, again, learning more and more, just building upon that, and just keep going.
Thank you so much, Sherry, for joining us today. I really appreciate making the trip in.
Thank you. I'm also having my pain coming.
Oh, no. Yeah, you do just have a stick.
Yep, I do. It feels kind of different than having the tip on it.
It'll be to your left.
Table now, so you'll just need to come down. I'm sorry.
You're at the front of the table now, so you have to come around to the other side of it, and I
close
your chair back there again. Cheryl, do you
want to
join us next?
Should we just grab a chair from that?